Hello there, this is your host Sayan speaking, and welcome to today's first ever episode of Keycots, where we will be aborting various thematics concerning women's sports. Today will be all about women and the hardships they face in multiple perspectives, such as gender discrimination. Before getting started, I am pleased to announce that I am joined by three lovely esteemed guests, Coach, Iman Khalif's husband in person, and their best friend Elsie.
Hi!
Thank you all for having taken the time and joining me today. It's a delight to have you all here. So tell me, what can you say about gender discrimination?
In my opinion, there is a lot of gender discrimination in sports and in general against women. I think I would define gender discrimination by a difference of treatment between men and women, often because of stereotypes. Gender discrimination has an important impact in several ways. For example, women's salary is lower than men's, and they also receive a lot of inappropriate comments about their bodies.
Thank you for your answer. Why can we say that Iman has caused a global commotion regarding her participation in the Olympics?
Hello everyone. As Sayan said, I am Iman's husband. She practiced a boxing at the Olympics 2024 in Paris. She has endured a lot of controversy regarding her body and the testosterone levels, which gives her a very strong masculine body. A lot of people think she didn't participate as a girl. This has come with consequences. She was discouraged, unmotivated. She didn't want to speak nor eat. It was very hard for me to see my wife in this state. She is the first Algerian woman to win a gold medal in this sport. I am very proud of her. She didn't deserve this hate. We should and can't stop gender discrimination. After all, this is a matter that concerns everybody.
Hello, thank you so much for the invitation, Sayun. For started, I want to say she's an incredible athlete and she has an infallible mindset. So the question of gender discrimination has a huge impact on Iman. Whether weekly or on the sports, as her coach, I was as close as possible of her. After her victory at the Olympic Games, and yes, it was horrible to see her so affected by this kind of speech, when she had just made history in sports.
Since she has won against Angela Carini at the Olympics, she has received a lot of hate on social media, not only from the population, but also, unfortunately, from influential figures and political leaders like Donald Trump. And that's actually because she has higher testosterone levels than the average woman, which is called hyperandrogenism. However, that doesn't make her a man, like a lot of people said, questioning her gender. Her case is very controversial, but it has exploded because of political exploitation against women's and transgender's rights. And I can tell you, as her best friend, that even if she never received death threats, she has experienced racism, sexism, and harassment. But despite this unfortunate situation, she has never insulted journalists.
But we know, I love to see that she inspired Algerian girls to start boxing, not listening to people who say that women are weak. However, this situation has revealed an even more important problem, equality in sport. We know it is obvious that there are still discrimination against women. For example, Michael Phelps was called a prodigy, but he has advantages biological. All this is because she's a woman and he's a man. One day, Iman said to me, I am not going anywhere. I will in the ring. I will fight in the courts and I will fight in the public eye until the truth is undeniable.
Thank you. Has she ever gotten her justice then? I have heard that she filed a complaint. Could you give out a few details?
Yes, for sure. She sent a lawsuit on the 9th of August regarding the online harassments she received. It was a complaint against Must and J.K. Rowling.
Her case was officially recognized by the International Olympic Committee. as they said it was totally unacceptable that it was hate speech and aggression toward athletes. Unfortunately, it doesn't go under any further than that.
Well, this was certainly a productive conversation. I thank you all once more for agreeing on joining me today on my podcast.
You're welcome. It was really nice speaking with you.
This, ladies and gentlemen, was episode 1 of Kick Cuts. Farewell and until next time.